What did Pakistan know about Osama bin Laden's hiding place, and when did officials there know it? The U.S. is only starting to unravel that mystery, but another investigation into Pakistan's intelligence service is about to reach a critical moment in a federal court in Chicago. In the past 2 weeks, federal prosecutors have indicted four Pakistanis for the deaths of six Americans during the 2008 terrorist attacks in Mumbai, India. One of the men indicted is a suspected officer in Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. Reporter Sebastian Rotella has been following the story for ProPublica, and he joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
You write that the first public airing of the ISI's alleged involvement in the Mumbai attack will begin on May 16th. What happens that day?
What happens that day is there's going to be a trial of a relatively minor figure and an alleged accomplice in the Mumbai attacks. But the star witness is David Coleman Headley, an American who has pleaded guilty, who did reconnaissance for the Mumbai attacks. And he's the one who has given enormous amounts of evidence that open a door into this underworld where the ISI is accused of working with the terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba and also to some extent with al-Qaeda. Right now, the indictment accuses this suspected major, known only as Major Iqbal, but it doesn't mention the organization, the ISI. Mm. But when this trial starts, we're going to see all the details that Headley has outlined at his length and that have been corroborated by other kinds of evidence, including intercepts and whatnot, that show the details of how the ISI was involved in the planning and execution of this attack, allegedly.
Sebastian, obviously the Pakistani government has not admitted any wrongdoing here. What are they saying about this alleged ISI officer, Major Iqbal?
Basically, the Pakistani government, at least in public, has denied that there was any role. You know, I mean, they've just taken the strongest possible defense, which is that there's any ISI role in these attacks at all or any ISI role in terrorism, which is becoming increasingly difficult to sustain, I think. At least that's what sources are telling me, given some of the nature of the evidence that's coming out in this case and, frankly, in other cases as well.
I mean, for years we've heard about the ISI's role in fomenting terrorism and militancy in places like Kashmir and Afghanistan. And in India, Pakistan has always denied this. It seems that it has kind of become an unspoken truth. Is this the first time that evidence in a courtroom is coming out to corroborate that?
Yeah, I think that's what makes this case remarkable. It's like, as you say, many of us who followed this world have always heard about the double game, whether the Pakistani intelligence service supported certain militant groups or looked the other way. But that's a far cry from what's alleged in this case, which is that there was an almost symbiotic relationship between senior officers of the ISI and this terror group, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and that, again, they trained Headley. Headley was not only trained, allegedly, by Lashkar-e-Taiba, but he also was trained by the Pakistani intelligence service, which funded and paid at least $28,000 for him to go to Mumbai and spend 2 years doing sophisticated reconnaissance, which was key to this attack. So, yes, this is an American case with American indictments of a Pakistani intelligence officer. All that, as far as I know, is unprecedented.
Essentially saying that the ISI planned a big part of the 2008 Mumbai attacks.
Exactly. And what's important about that, too, is that even though they happened in Mumbai, one of the things that's clear, the attacks were designed, allegedly, by Lashkar and the ISI together with the explicit goal of killing Americans, Westerners, and Jews. Supposedly, Major Iqbal participated specifically in the decision to attack the Chabad house, the Jewish center, which he knew had an American rabbi. So that's what's important about this. It's not just general support of terrorism. It's participating in an al-Qaeda-style plot to kill Americans and other Westerners.
Federal prosecutors have indicted four Pakistanis. All of them, presumably, are in Pakistan, including Major Iqbal. Any chance that they will be extradited or they will ever come to trial in Chicago?
One of them is on trial. The Pakistanis have arrested him. The other three are thought to be at large and actively plotting other attacks. I think one thing that the U.S. government hopes is that perhaps it could put enough pressure on the Pakistani government to arrest and try them in Pakistan. But even that seems very difficult because you're talking about people, one of whom is definitely thought to be a major in the ISI, another of them who's a critical player in the attack, whose voice is caught on tape directing the slaughter in real time during 3 days, is thought to be perhaps a former military or ISI officer. There's just a feeling that these suspects know too much and that it's hard to imagine them being captured.
That's Sebastian Rotella. He's an investigative reporter for ProPublica. That's a nonprofit investigative news site. You can find his story, Pakistan and Mumbai, The Untold Story, at Amazon and at ProPublica.org. Sebastian, thanks so much.
My pleasure.